Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. This week's Parsha, Mishpatim, has as its Haftorah a portion from Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 8 through 22, and chapter 33, verses 25 and 26. Today's commentary was originally promulgated in January 2014 by Rabbi Paula MacDrill, who was and has been and is the religious leader in Orangetown Jewish Center in Rockland County, New York. She writes, "I asked the teens in my synagogue if doing the right thing for the wrong reason is ever justified. Without hesitation, they brainstormed a long list of examples of righteousness with negative motivation. The philanthropist gives millions to a cause to promote his name. An athlete visits a children's hospital to deflect some recent negative press. Our prophets, however, had no room for such nuanced considerations. For Jeremiah, at the time of the Babylonian siege of Judah and Jerusalem around 589 BCE, doing the right thing for the wrong reasons is never acceptable and takes away the possible benefit of the right thing. Return once again to my teens. Okay, I admitted. You have some great examples there. Now what do we say about doing the right thing for the wrong reason, and then taking it back?" They answered with an immediate consensus, "That's never okay." Now my teens agreed with Jeremiah. In the Haftorah paired with Parshat Mishpatim, Jeremiah finds the Israelites guilty of doing the right thing for the wrong reason, and then reneging on that correct action. King Zedekiah has commanded the release of all Hebrew slaves many years after Jewish law mandated their release. According to the Torah, Hebrew slaves were to be released after 6 years of service. Zedekiah did not fulfill the mitzvah on time, and when he did finally release them, he did not do so because the release of slaves was correct. He commanded release with the ulterior motive of fulfilling the ranks of the defenders of Jerusalem. Slaves were released from one master, the elite of Judah, only to be handed over to another master, the Israelite army. In the first instance, the king did the right thing for the wrong reason, but it gets worse. As soon as there was quiet between the two sieges, Zedekiah forced those slaves to return to their masters. If the first action could be defended as necessary for the greater good, the second act is one of cruelty, taking back freedom once granted. Jeremiah castigates the people. First, the rich Israelites ignored the law, and then they released their slaves, only to enslave them once again. Jeremiah promises that they will be punished with sword, pestilence, and famine. The prophetic voice pours out wrath. Babylonia will destroy Judah. Officials and priests of Judah will be killed. Their carcasses will be eaten by birds and beasts. It does not get much more graphic than this. The rabbis chose never to end a Haftorah on such a devastating note, and so Jeremiah's comforting words from the previous chapter are added to the end. God will never reject the children of Jacob and David. God will restore our fortunes and take us back in love. In our sophisticated, subjective world, the harsh morality of the prophet can often feel irrelevant. My teens were saying that the ends justify the means. Jeremiah says that it does not matter that Zedekiah released the slaves. He freed them too late, not in accordance with the law, and certainly not because he realized that freeing them was the right thing to do. Zedekiah and the elite of Judah then proved their moral impoverishment by taking back even the small act of righteousness. What can we gain from this prophetic outlook? Sometimes, it seems, we need to hold ourselves completely responsible. If we are doing the right thing, we must do so at the proper time. If we are doing the right thing, we should check our selfish motives at the door and consider whether we are doing the right thing simply because it is right. Sometimes we must act on correct decisions without apologetics. The reward of doing the right thing for the right reason is found in those additional extra verses from chapter 33 at the end of the Haftorah. God wants to continue the covenant made with our ancestors with us. We are in a covenanted relationship with God and will never be rejected. God restores us and loves us. We know this to be true when we are doing the right thing with pure hearts and positive motivation. Jeremiah's lesson for us stands the test of time. We do the right thing for the right reason and do not renege. In this way, we fulfill our obligation to the covenant.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.